I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
There's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk, it's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful Sports Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Wednesday morning, the world of sports is buzzing. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including how James Harden is back to his old playoff tricks and why that is a very bad thing for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm going to tell everybody the two moves that one AFC Super Bowl contender needs to make this offseason to get them over the top. I can't wait to lay that on everybody. That's coming up next hour here on You Better You Bet. And I'm going to tell all of you how history will be made this year in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And it is not going to be what you expect. And it does relate to a team lifting Lord Stanley's Cup when it's all said and done. Our bets for tonight will close the show. 2-2 last night for your boy. Shout out, of course, to the winners from last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder. I told you 15.5, not big enough. You might have thought it was disrespectful. It was disrespectful to the Thunder as OKC get the job done. I got a couple baseball bets for everybody. I got bets in both NBA games tonight. I got a hockey bet to lay on you. That's coming up at the end of the program today, as per usual. 310-840-4910 is the number. Shout out to everybody on YouTube, youtube.com/@thekostos. You can follow me on all social platforms at thekostos, THEKOSTOS. But we officially begin the wonderful Sports Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with deja vu. The GTA San Andreas meme that makes me laugh every time I see it. And for those of you who don't play video games, who are unfamiliar with internet culture or social media culture, like the second part of that, good on you for not being in social media culture. But the meme is basically the main character of the game entering an alleyway with the caption saying, "Aw bleep, here we go again." That's what I was thinking last night, watching LeBron James score 27 points for the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James, at age 41, continuing to stiff arm Father Time, doing things we never see professional athletes, human beings in general, do. He was magnificent last night. He was sensational last night. And the Lakers lost by 18. Oklahoma City wins. Oklahoma City covers like I told you they would. The Lakers stink without Luka Doncic. And Oklahoma City's awesome even without J-Dub, Jalen Williams. And the Thunder take a 1-0 series lead against Los Angeles. And the truly crazy thing about last night's game in Oklahoma City, it's not just that LeBron was so good for the Lakers and they couldn't even come within shouting distance of the Thunder. I didn't think the Thunder played that well in the game. Like, this was a game where if you were to design it in a laboratory, if the Lakers were going to be able to steal, like, a game in the series if Luka doesn't come back, this would have been the game. Like, this was it. It was there for the Lakers to potentially win this game. It was all in front of them. Like, you watch the game, you're a huge sports fan, and if you didn't watch it, you know I'm always going to be honest with you, I bet the Thunder. They played like crap last night. For them, at least, they played like crap. They didn't play like crap the way the Washington Wizards play like crap, or the Utah Jazz play like crap, the tanking teams play like crap. But by their standards, this was so far below what we're expecting from the Oklahoma City Thunder, it's not even funny. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander last night had less points and more turnovers than he had in any game this season. Any game. Less than 20 points, ton of turnovers last night for SGA. This was not a good Shai Gilgeous-Alexander game. Or again, at least, not a good game by his standards. Overall, compared to the average NBA player, it's a good game. But by SGA's lofty standards, soon to be two-time reigning, defending NBA most valuable player, this was not a great SGA game. Jalen Williams doesn't play in the game. All good. No worries. Thunder just go out there and win by 18 points. I thought the Lakers' game plan defensively was really good. I thought J.J. Redick's game plan, and by the way, does anyone notice this now? Watching J.J. Redick on the sideline during these games? This is like the pictures of President Obama, like before he was elected, versus when he's about to leave office. So 08 to 16, Barack Obama looked like he aged like 20 years. We see this with all presidents, right? But with Obama, I felt like it was really stark. J.J. Redick kind of has this look right now. We're like, remember J.J. Redick a couple years ago? He's on First Take. He's sparring with Stephen A. He's young. He's youthful. J.J. Redick's a handsome guy, right? And J.J. Redick's still a handsome guy. Those grays are starting to pop. Starting to look a little older. The stress, being head coach of the Lakers, managing all these egos. Looks like it might be getting a little bit to J.J. Redick, and who the hell could possibly blame him? But his defensive game plan was awesome. Matt Moore with us on the show yesterday correctly saying, you can count on J.J. Redick to at least put together a good game plan heading into these playoff series, heading into the individual games, and it didn't matter. The Lakers lost by 18, not even within striking distance. The Thunder covered the spread despite all of those things happening in the game. And as I'm watching and I'm seeing Marcus Smart build a building with all the bricks he's tossing up, 4 of 15 from the field, I'm watching Austin Reeves with that, look, this is my opinion, right? People can do whatever they want. Fashion and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. The headband is stupid. That's my opinion. You can disagree. Totally fine. All good. I don't think the headband works for him. Just my take. Especially when he shoots 3 of 16 from the field, which is like Stone Cold Steve Austin, but not fun. Austin Reeves couldn't make a shot. What? Couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. What? Couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. What? Look like, I mean, he might as well have been Boobie Gibson or J.R. Smith for LeBron James last night, for as bad as Austin Reeves was. Jared Vanderbilt with this like grotesque dislocated finger. Jake LaRavia. At least DeAndre Ayton tried. I'll give him that. DeAndre Ayton tried in the game. The second best Laker last night was Rui Hachimura. And look, you can win if Rui Hachimura is your second best player. If you're Gonzaga playing in the West Coast Conference, sure, you want to beat the Dons of San Francisco and Rui's your best second best player? Hell yeah, you can make that happen. Oklahoma City Thunder, round one on the road? You got no chance. No chance in hell. So I'm sitting there watching this, right? And it's just, this might as well be, and I understand it's not, I know it's not the finals. I totally get it. But I think you understand what I'm going to say here, right? This felt like, this is 2008 or 2007, right? The 06-07 Cavs against the Tim Duncan Spurs in the NBA Finals. LeBron could go out there and play the greatest game ever, and they have no chance against the Thunder. 0% chance. Like, we go from Booby Gibson, here's Zildrunas Ilgauskas, the Big Z, Drew Gooden, Anderson Varejao, and here's just like Tim Duncan and Manu and Tony Parker. Good luck. Good luck. About 10 years later, 2018, NBA Finals against the Kevin Durant Warriors, the second KD NBA Finals MVP year. And here's J.R. Smith, who doesn't know time and score at the end of the game, inspiring one of the great pictures in the history of sports with LeBron looking at him like, are you kidding? I bet the Cavs in that game, they somehow didn't cover the spread when the game went to overtime and Tristan Thompson had like a double technical foul at the end of the game and the Warriors made all their free throws. Anyway, Tristan Thompson and his marriage infidelity, our guy Kendrick Perkins, Larry Nance Jr. I mean, this is that. The Thunder might as well be the Tim Duncan Spurs. The Thunder might as well be that Kevin Durant Warriors team. LeBron's looking around. Clowns to the left of me. Jokers to the right. Here I am getting my ass kicked again. 41 years old. The guy's unbelievable. And you know, I can't believe that, you know, when I go to bed at night, I'm watching these games, right? I'm thinking about it. And I have an idea of what I'm going to talk about the next day this morning on the show. And I can't believe that I'm about to take this in this direction. But, you know, I did an Instagram video at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. I gave my take on LeBron. Just getting it out there, right? Into the algorithm overnight. The algorithm's hungry. You got to feed that son of a bitch. Put it on Twitter. I say this all the time, and I'm not the only person that says it. And everyone knows this is true. LeBron James, like, whether you like him or hate him, he is so unbelievably divisive. The strong emotions that this guy inspires on both sides of the coin are stunning to watch. I put this tweet out there, this Instagram video, right? And here's my honest opinion. And let me give the opinion first, and then we'll get to the reaction. I feel bad for him. I felt bad for him last night. No Luka Doncic, absolutely 0% chance. And you know who knows that? LeBron James. Take a listen to this back and forth with a reporter last night talking about, you know, a pretty important player that the Lakers might be missing.
Where do you think the offensive issues are coming from right now? Obviously, that's a great defense.
Issues coming from?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a guy that averaged 37 a game.
So, like, yeah, he's right. But here's the thing. Even with Luka, this team ain't beating the Thunder. Even with Luka and the Thunder not having J-Dub, the Thunder are going to win this series. Just a fact. Now, people will hear, like, the LeBron discourse will break your brain. It's so stupid. This guy is like, candidly, people talk about Trump derangement syndrome. No matter how you feel politically, that's a thing, right? Or at least it's a thing that people say is a thing, right? In sports, there is LeBron derangement syndrome. LBDS. LBJDS. LeBron James derangement syndrome. I thought my take was very fair, which is, I didn't say LeBron's better than Jordan, But that's where everyone goes, right? You can say, man, I thought, how about that? Man, that was a great pass by LeBron to DeAndre Ayton for the layup to cut the early deficit to 6-4. And people will respond by saying, not my GOAT. Who said he was the GOAT? It's insane the way people consume this guy. It's ridiculous, right? So I put out what I feel like is a very fair opinion. And it does fair doesn't mean you have to agree with me. Fair just means it's fair. That I feel bad for him at age 41. Like he knows, like he did in against the Spurs that year. Like he did against the Warriors the final time. It doesn't matter what he does. They're going to get their asses kicked. It doesn't matter. They're up against it. And at 41, I have way more sympathy now for him than I did in 2007 and in 2018 and any other time in his career that this has happened. And what I get back, I mean, I can't tell you. I've been called names in my life. We've all been called names. Maybe me more than you. It's fine, right? I'm in my 40s also. I don't care. I was called in the last 12 hours a bronsexual more than I've been called any name in my entire life. I said, I feel bad for LeBron James. So I am now a bronsexual because I said I feel bad for him. Not my GOAT, LeBron James. I don't think he's the great. I think Jordan's the best ever. And that's not an insult to LeBron to say that. But you're a bronsexual if you say anything positive about LeBron James. I'm being serious right now. We have a great audience on the show. To the people watching and the people listening, my sense is that more people hate LeBron than love LeBron. Like, what's the reason that you hate him so? Like, why do you hate this guy so much? I think it's bizarre. Like, by all accounts, he seems to be like a decent human being. Like, you don't have to agree with his politics, and you don't have to agree with, you know, going, taking his talents to South Beach. It's not that you have to, like, love everything he does and everything he says, but by all accounts, like, this is, like, seems like a pretty good guy. Like a good dad. And everybody, you hate him. You don't hate him. You despise him. Like, cause some people think he's better than, like, they're wrong. Like, Jordan's the best. Like, I watched them both. Jordan's better. It's okay. It's like, who cares if someone thinks LeBron's better than Jordan? Like, there are idiots out there that don't like pizza, that hate puppies. What do you do with people like this? Why do you care so much what they think? Why does this inspire such strong feelings in you? And look, like, I love sports. Sports gets me fired up all the time. I'm not telling you to not feel some type of way about sports. Just that, isn't it strange? Isn't it a little, like, is it a little weird that this is where we're at? That, like, he plays so well in this game. He was fantastic last night. There's nothing he can do. This is like you're trying to save the doomed marriage. Like, you can't. It's over. It's, you can go to therapy, and you can do counseling, and you can say, I'm going to try and do better. Like, it's done. This is done. The series is done. Like, I don't know, like, what shady activities Luka has going on in Europe. Obviously, he's on the bench last night. They better make it a little shadier and get him back out on the court. And even if he comes back, they ain't going to win. They're done. And the response to this is,
well, not my GOAT. You like bronsexual. Should go to another super team.
Like, really? Just like, this is what we're doing here with LeBron. Rui Hachimura is the second best. Rui, guys. Rui Hachimura is the second best player for the Lakers last night. Rui Hachimura. LeBron's unbelievable in the game. They lose by 18. And your response to that is, MJ's better. This is like me saying, like, what do you want for lunch today? Like a turkey sandwich, a hamburger, or a slice of pizza? And your response is, 1 + 1 = 2. What? You didn't answer my question. Like, hey, honey, like, Do you want to put like tan or cream or like pink wallpaper up in our daughter's bedroom? Grass is green. What? That didn't answer the question at all. That's not what I asked. That's not what we're talking about. LeBron James scored 27 points last night and the Lakers lost. MJ's better. Okay. What? It's all just a little bizarre. I feel bad for the dude. He's in his 40s now. He's still playing unbelievable. And it's not only is it not going to matter against Oklahoma City, it's not even going to come close to mattering. And the other thing that I've been getting from people, which is just, you know,
why were you saying this last series against Houston?
I don't know. Maybe because they won. So maybe that's the reason, because they beat the Rockets. Maybe that's,
you weren't saying you felt bad for them last series?
Yeah, because they won in six. So how was this? I got to tell you something, man. Some of you people, I love all of you, and I mean that, and I say dumb things on occasion also. This guy breaks your brains and makes you say really stupid things. And I say stupid things too. I'm not saying like I'm smart and you're dumb, but look, like, can you acknowledge this? Can you put the one up in the air like we do for our tribal chief, Roman Reigns? Can you acknowledge it that this guy breaks your brain, makes you say stupid things, makes you like answer questions that aren't being asked? Like, did LeBron play well last night? Jordan's better. What? Like, what does Michael Jordan have to do with it? I love that pass from LeBron last night. Kobe's a better Laker. Okay. What does that have to do with anything? It's unbelievable. Last note on the game. And this will be from the Thunder perspective. SGA was not great last night. Now, I think his assist total would be better if some guys could make some open threes. But I'm curious to see how this goes in game two. SGA's points prop is 28.5. Are we going to have like an SGA 35-point game in the series? Or are the Lakers going to sell out to stop him? And are we going to see either the Spurs or Wolves attempt that in the Western Conference final? I do think that's a little interesting. But I mean, it's like we said, before the playoffs even started, this is effectively a bye for Oklahoma City. Like, just do not pass go, collect $200, go straight to the Western Conference final. I feel bad for LeBron James. Like the meme in GTA San Andreas, all bleep, here we go again. I imagine LeBron at age 41 in bed last night after the game, perhaps saying to himself, instead of, aw bleep, here we go again, saying, man, I'm too old for this bleep. 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/... Oh, and this is great. Like, one other thing. The idea that, and people are twisting LeBron's quote about Luka Doncic like he's making, they don't have Luka. It's a statement of fact. Luka's the best player on the team. He's not there. Do you think that matters? Like, when LeBron says that, he's basically saying, like, the sky is blue. This stuff is all very weird. On the other side, we'll break down the Pistons' game one win over the Cavs here on a Wednesday. You better, you bet. Westwood One Sports.
The Thunder and Spurs are one series away from a collision course with the MVP finalists. Are we really on the verge of a Wemby versus SGA conference finals? We're just one round away from finding out. Westwood One Sports.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The success you've had in life matters. The late nights, the extra shifts, the moments you've stood up and said, I've got this. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we value your achievements because we're a school for real life. With UMGC, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and relevant life and work experience. Or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer scholarships, affordable tuition, and online and hybrid classes, all with the support you need from your first day to graduation day and beyond. As an accredited state university, we've been transforming lives for over 75 years. Choose from more than 135 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, and get ready to succeed again. At UMGC, success is yours for the taking and the making, and nothing should keep you from it, especially not an application fee. Apply now and we'll waive your application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and nonstop cheer, with Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash for more information. Visa, worldwide partner of FIFA World Cup 26.
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Look at my turnovers, and a lot of them were just on me and nothing they did. So, and, you know, which led to, you know, I don't even know how many transition points they had, but it was way too many. And, I mean, if I had to put my print on one thing on the game, that's the game right there.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports.
I appreciate the honesty from James Harden after last night's game because he's 100% right. He is the primary reason that the Cleveland Cavaliers lost Game 1 on the road in Detroit against the Pistons. The Pistons beating the Cavs 111-101. And before we talk about Harden, I just want to say this about the game. It was awesome. Like, that was a stellar basketball game. Now, we didn't have, like, the true back and forth, a million lead changes. The Pistons basically led the entire game. The Cavs tied it at 93 in the fourth quarter before Detroit pulled away. But Detroit, you know, leads at the end of the first quarter by 16, 37-21, and just kept holding Cleveland at bay before Cleveland made its run late to tie the game. And then, like I said, Detroit pulled away. I love six more of these. Like, that was good stuff last night with the Pistons and the Cavs. And now that we have all the game ones played in the four series here in the second rounds of the playoffs, two stinkers, Knicks Sixers, Thunder Lakers, and two certified bangers with the Wolves and Spurs in game number one and the Cavs and Pistons game number one. So James Harden lost this game last night. And that is not a hot take. That is not something for clicks. It is the truth. If you watch the game, like, you know that's true. And yes, you can criticize other things that happened as it regards the Cleveland Cavaliers. Does Evan Mobley need to be more aggressive? There's no question. There's no doubt. Like, Evan Mobley is way more talented than Jalen Duren. And Jalen Duren's talented. But Jalen Duren, he's got that dog in him. Does Evan Mobley have that dog in him? I'm not so sure. You can criticize Evan Mobley. You can criticize the officiating in the game, which Donovan Mitchell kind of like half-heartedly did. I'm guessing he'll get fined, but we'll see. You know, the Pistons had 35 free throws in the game. The Cavs only had 16. Mitchell barely gets to the line, and Donovan says after the game that the reason why he doesn't get to the line is because he doesn't flop. Whether or not that's true, this is a clear by Cleveland shot across the bow of the officials basically saying, you know, maybe give us a little bit more of a favorable whistle in the rest of the series, and my sense is that will happen. So it's not all James Harden's fault, and it's not like all the criticism has to be levied on him. But I do think the vast majority of the criticism does have to be levied on James Harden. Seven turnovers, six field goals made. And You don't need me to tell you. He's telling you that it didn't even have much to do with the Pistons' physical defense or their brand of basketball. He's dribbling the ball off his leg like me on the 4th of July after I have 15 beers and playing with my friends. He's throwing the ball out of bounds like he's like trying to win a prize for hitting someone in the head in the first row. He's brutal. And if you're just like a box score monkey and you see, oh, he had 22, 8, and 7. He must have played great. Yeah, yet another 7. Turnovers. And the Pistons had 29 points off 19 Cavs turnovers, and they win the game by 10. Yada, yada, yada. You do the math on how that went down. Now, Detroit played well. Cade Cunningham played well. Duncan Robinson played well. And they were saying all the right things after the game. J.B. Bickerstaff, the coach, and the players, which is, you know, there's a lesson that we learned from the Orlando series, that every possession and everything that happens in a game is of more consequence. And how you start and how you finish are the most important things. Now, they should have learned that last year after the playoff loss to the Knicks. Alas, that's what they're saying now. So, yeah, like Detroit played well. But nothing that happened in last night's game shakes me off my belief that the Cavs are the better team. I do think the Cavs are better. I think Cleveland's better than Detroit. Now, you need James Harden to not dribble the ball off his foot. You need Evan Mobley to be a little more aggressive, and maybe that just doesn't happen. And if it doesn't, the Pistons are going to the Eastern Conference Final. It's going to be up to Kenny Atkinson and these players to actually do what they need to do. Because, and let's be honest here, the Pistons can win the series. There's no question. If the Cavs play their best, and the Pistons play their best, the Cavs are going to win. I still like the Cavs to win the series, and I'm going to bet the Cavs on the money line coming up in game at number 2. This segment on You Better You Bet was sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at ProgressiveCommercial.com. On the other side, joining us to break down the NBA playoffs, our good friend Danny Parkins from First Things First on Fox Sports 1 on a Wednesday on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
NBA playoff TV ratings are the highest they've been in 33 years. Stanley Cup playoffs viewership is surging year over year. Now in the second round, we're breaking down the matchups that matter most to you.
This is Westwood One, baby!
Westwood One Sports.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for the...
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Down one. Same. Shea versus the Lakers. It's Lakers versus the Thunder. We're down 1-0. That's the main thing. Keep the main thing, and that's who win or lose. That's all it's about.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
The voice of LeBron James. Yeah, the main thing is that he could score a million points and the Lakers still won't cover the spread in any game in the series. And I feel bad for LeBron. And the LeBron haters are out in full force and their brains are absolutely broken. BetMGM players will receive a Champions League odds boost token. And if you use that on Arsenal yesterday, you're very happy. Arsenal went away from winning the Champions League, might win the Premier League this season also. To use the token, add a UEFA Champions League bet to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win the wager made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings and unrestricted bonus dollars. Download the BetMGM app today and please gamble responsibly. Joining us right now to talk about the Lakers, the Thunder, and all things in the NBA playoffs, perhaps my Knicks, a fellow Take Smith. My pal Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1 on Twitter, at Danny Parkins. Catch him weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern on FS1. My friend, how are you?
From one Take Smith to another. Good day, sir.
See, you know, some people like to smoke weed. Some people like to drink. Some people like to give takes.
Some people would say D, all of the above.
You know what? I would say, for me, like, not so much the booze.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's not booze.
Yeah, what do you think? You're better than me?
Yes. Well, no, I would say yes and no. I'm not a good drinker. And I think at this point in my life, and I assessed this years ago, I'm just not a great drinker. I'm just not good at it.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't. Because I'm not good at it.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are, and that's great. Pot smoking, I'm Snoop Dogg.
Oh, great.
Drinking, I'm Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Yo, you don't want to be that.
Here's my one glass of white wine or like my one, Tito's and soda, and I'm good to go, man. All right. My take to start the show. I feel bad for LeBron James. And I put this out on social media and people are very mad. I'm a Bron sexual. I get people. Well, you think LeBron's better than Jordan? I didn't say that. This guy breaks people's brains. You have a thought on LeBron off last night?
I mean, he's drawing dead. I picked him to get swept by the Rockets, so what the hell do I know? But it's not what I just said, I'm actually mad at myself for saying. I picked the Lakers to get swept by the Rockets. We talk about basketball so much through the individual player prism because it is a star-driven league, and that is how they market it to us. And obviously I picked that before I knew about the Durant injury and the whole thing. But it's just, it's a team game. LeBron is amazing. He is arguably the greatest athlete. Forget basketball player. He's arguably the greatest athlete in the history of athletes. So I don't hate LeBron. I have a signed Michael Jordan jersey on my wall 7 feet to the right of me. I grew up in Chicago in the 90s. Of course, I am a bigger fan of Jordan than LeBron, but it does not offend my basketball sensibilities for someone to compliment LeBron, for someone to say LeBron is better than Jordan. I don't care. Time travel doesn't exist. They can't play against each other. LeBron played in the era of sports science, social media, the three-point shot. Michael Jordan was playing blackjack and boozing between series and hitting fadeaway jumpers. It's different. I don't need to compare the two of them. So LeBron is drawing dead because the Lakers are not anywhere near as good as the Thunder. Period. It's not that complicated.
And it feels like it's like the finals against the Spurs, that early Cavs team, or like the last Warriors final with the Cavs. Like he could score a billion points and they're going to lose and they're not going to cover the spread in any game. But I don't even think it, like the Jordan thing. I can't believe we're doing this here, but like
I don't even want to, but go ahead.
I'm a Knicks fan, right? He literally ruined my childhood. It's an exaggeration. He ruined the month of my childhood every single year. He's better. I'm sorry. And that's where it's just like, the reason why I'm saying that is, you can say, LeBron, look at this pass by LeBron to Jake LaRavia for the three-pointer to cut the deficit to 17. And people respond by saying, not my GOAT. What? It's like, what are we talking about?
I don't care. Like, Jordan's better than LeBron.
That you're there. It actually, like, he's broken people's brains to such an unbelievable degree. Like, this is people, like, right, wrong, or indifferent, Trump derangement syndrome, not a political thing. This is LeBron derangement syndrome. I think he's the athlete that inspires it more than any athlete maybe ever. Period.
Listen, if you want to say that LeBron is at times disingenuous, at times passive aggressive, sure. If you want to say you relate to the Jordan leadership style, the Mamba mentality leadership style, more than like the cerebral make the right play type of thing, like you can prefer chocolate or vanilla ice cream. I have no problem with that. The guy's been to 10 finals. He's the all-time leading scorer. He's a four-time champion. What are we doing? Who cares? Like, Jordan doesn't have more points. He doesn't have more finals appearances. He doesn't have more assists. He doesn't have more rebounds. Like, what are we doing? Who cares? It's fine. It doesn't take away the memory of Jordan is an icon. Jordan is his mythology. He went 6-for-6. He has the shoes. This is the one that bothers Jordan fans. And again, I'm a Jordan fan. I absolutely believe that LeBron would have went 6-0 in those finals if he was on the Bulls. And I absolutely believe that kids would be wearing LeBrons if it was just flipped. Like if it after Bird and Magic, it went LeBron. It was a moment in time, man. You got famous for being on the cover of magazines and Wheaties boxes and commercials, but no one had cameras in your phone to follow you around and see all of the things that you were doing that kind of like punctured the armor of celebrity. It was a moment in time for fame and iconic status, of which I loved, by the way. Like, again, I am a child of the 90s in Chicago. I saw Michael Jordan play in person 50 times. So I hate that we're doing this. I really hope your social media team doesn't clip any of this because I don't want to deal with it in my mentions. But it's just, it's not an affront to Michael Jordan to say that LeBron is great. They never played against each other. It's totally fine.
Counterpoint to all of that. LeBron would have signed with the Magic with the team with Shaq and Penny after the Magic beat them in 95 in the Eastern Conference semifinal. We can move on.
Like, it was a different era, man. It was a different era.
Where are you at right now on your Cleveland Cavaliers? Danny Parkin's Cleveland Cavaliers after last night's loss to the Pistons.
Listen, I think that series is going to be a long one. I did not come away from that thinking that like Detroit is just going to destroy Cleveland.
I think the Cavs are going to win. I'm with you.
Yeah, it's like I actually think it's a pretty good matchup for Cleveland overall because I think Mobley can just float off of Thompson because he doesn't need to guard him and be a great help defender. And I think, you know, the role players will shoot better in Cleveland. Harden's got to stop turning the ball over. I think that there's a really good chance, though, that we get some sort of Donovan Mitchell's not healthy story that comes out of this thing. Like, I don't understand. He was so good in games 1 and 2 of the Toronto series, and he hasn't been the same guy since. He's not attacking the rim. He's not getting to the free throw line. James Harden has too many turnovers, and he was great in the fourth quarter, but he was terrible in the first three quarters, and Mitchell was great early. But it seems like the Cavs can't all click at the same time together. I do think they're the most talented team left in the East, but they're clearly not the best team, which makes them very, very frustrating. But they need to be led by Donovan Mitchell. They're not supposed to be being led by James Harden, and I think way too much of the offensive burden right now is falling to Harden, and that's just not how this team was designed.
Yeah, and to your point, we had Matt Moore on the show yesterday, and he even said, like, he's really plugged in and connected with the NBA, that there are whispers that Mitchell is hurt.
He has
to be. And that he's not healthy. There's no question. He's not getting to the line at all.
Right. He's not getting to the line. He's settling. Even when he does drive, the elevation and explosiveness, like, is visibly there. Like, I'm sure he's sourced up or whatever, but, like, I've just watched enough Donovan Mitchell to know that He's tough as hell. He's going to play through it, and he has bursts. But it's almost like the bursts are like a change of direction where it's like, all right, I'm going to gut it out for this drive or for this crossover. But if he's fully healthy, he is the most explosive, fastest guy on the court, and that's just not happening right now.
You bet on this Wednesday. Nick Costos joined by my friend Danny Parkins. First things first on Fox Sports 1 on Twitter, at Danny Parkins. What would you like to say about the New York Knickerbockers?
Well, this version of them can certainly win the East, if not the title. Because if you can win the East, you can win the title, because the Pacers came out of the East last year and, you know, obviously could have won. They took the Thunder to a Game 7 and the Halliburton injury. The Knicks have been streaky all year. They have been inconsistent all year. After their first round series, Karl Anthony Towns was like, I get why fans have doubted us. Like, we didn't play well even this entire series. Like, but the last four games, they look like absolute world beaters. And so if they play defense like this and get this level of production from OG Anunoby and Brunson is just unconscious, then I guess I'm going to ultimately be proven wrong about the New York Knicks. I thought this was a flawed team. Cat has been trying on defense, which good for him. I would like to give him more offensive touches because he's remarkably efficient right now. And Brunson is a killer. So as of this moment in time, I am looking very, very, very wrong about your New York Knicks. But I also feel like in a moment, like it can flip on them and Jalen Brunson can go 10 for 26 from the floor like we saw early in their first round series, and they don't have a second option to go to. So I'm not giving them the title yet, but as of this moment, I am very wrong about them.
So this doesn't have to be like, obviously, like Cleveland was your pick, you stick with Cleveland. But I have to ask you right now, who's going to win the Eastern Conference right now? Who are you taking and why?
I mean, listen, the Knicks are playing the best. The Knicks are playing the best. I'll say it this way. If they don't win, it's a huge failure, right?
Oh, like Mike Brown's got to get fired, and they got to get... If they don't win the East, like, Giannis needs to be a Knick next season. People hate that I say that, but...
Right, like, you fired Tibbs for making the Eastern Conference Finals, you made it to the playoffs, Boston loses, and you're playing your best basketball of the season. Like, whether I, Danny Parkins, believed in you all along or not, who cares? You have a stated finals or bust goal, and the bracket broke perfectly for you, and you're playing your best ball in the playoffs. Like, the Knicks need to win the East based on how everyone else in the East is looking.
Take Smith, Danny Parkins. What is your best take on the Wolves Spurs series one game in ahead of game two tonight?
The Wolves should be everyone's favorite team. Because Anthony Edwards is so fun to watch and listen to, and it very clearly is infectious on the whole team. So, like, I wrote that book, Pipeline to the Pros, where we profiled former D3 players and coaches who made it to the NBA. Chris Finch, multiple-time All-American from Franklin and Marshall. Like, we interviewed and we talked to a bunch of people about Chris Finch. He was a maniac. Like, a high-effort, high-intensity, played to the edge and crossed the line occasionally, world-class rebounder. And, like, coaches are teachers, and it is clearly reflected in the team. Io is a Chicago kid. Terrence Shannon is a Chicago kid. Terrence Shannon being like, I told Wemby he's going to have to block me every time because I'm never going to stop driving to the hoop. Like, they're just Naz Reid, Randall, Gobert. They're physical. They attack the rim. They're tough. They want to fight you. They talk trash and back it up. Like, they're not the best team. But they back-to-back Western Conference finals, they play their best ball in the playoffs, they walk the walk and talk the talk. Like, I love them. I picked the Thunder, and I want to be right for my takes, but I find myself rooting for the Wolves, and I'm shocked that everybody doesn't root for them.
10 seconds for this one. They're 9.5-point dogs tonight in San Antonio. I'm betting the Wolves. Will you also bet the Wolves?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's hard to see them getting blown out. Like, they're not going to quit. Ants should only get better. They shouldn't go 12 of 21 from the line. Now, Wemby could have 30. That's the way, I guess, that it happens. And De'Aaron Fox can not turn the ball over. But, yeah, I can't see myself laying double digits in this series.
You're the best, buddy. Appreciate it. First things first, Fox Sports 1, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern on social media, at Danny Parkins. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you.
A true takesmith, our friend Danny Parkins. And this is how you know the takes were good. Our friend Kenny Henderson on our show crew, who loves takes, typing in the chat, good take, good take, good take. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. NBC Sports betting analyst Jay Croucher will join us next hour. I'll give you my thoughts on both games tonight next hour. But we'll do some NFL to start and a team in the AFC.
This is Westwood One Sports.
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and nonstop cheer, with Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash for more information. Visa, worldwide partner of FIFA World Cup 26.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because...
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FMHD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.